Present the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. My guest this morning is Aaron Gibson, and you're filing for which seat on the Borough Assembly?
Borough Assembly, seat H.
H. Mm-hmm. Three-year term?
Three-year term, running for the Borough Assembly member that is termed out. So
that would be Aaron Lajewski.
It is, yeah.
So it's an open seat.
Open seat.
That's going to be the race.
That's going to be the race, yeah.
Who do you think your opponent will be?
I'm not sure yet. There's the filing period just opened this morning, so I'm headed down there right after the show to get that done. And there's a few people I've seen that have their names out there, so we'll see how it lines up in the end. And there's two incumbents also running this year for the Borough Assembly.
Jimmy Cash and Tammy Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and talking to the city clerk this morning at the city of Fairbanks, she said that John Ringstead has signed up for his seat F, so the places are starting to get filled in.
Yeah. I had John and Lonnie both up for election re-election. So, yeah. That's exciting. John does good work and Lonnie does.
It's the season. So you were on the city council for 3 years. Now you're looking at the Borough Assembly. Bigger budget, difference of what you're doing. Have you given any thought to that?
Yeah, a lot of thought, actually. That was, it's an interesting difference between the responsibilities and the powers and the abilities of each governmental built body. So, mm-hmm. With the borough, you're looking at a lot of zoning and land use issues. You're dealing a lot
taxation.
More
taxation.
Taxation.
You horrible people.
Yeah. The city's property tax mill rates,
Five.
The borough's what, 10?
14.5.
Was it 14.5?
Yeah.
I don't know. My property taxes,
around 14 anyway.
Yeah, what really motivated me was this year, I bought my house about 2.5 years ago, and last year I saw a small increase on my property taxes, and then this year I saw in my valuation, and then this year I saw like a 15% increase in my valuation.
Yeah, mine went up quite well last year, and then this year it went up modestly again.
Yeah, and I was like, I added a trampoline.
To me, they're this catching up. I had no increases for about 6-7 years.
Oh, okay.
And they just caught up. And so I went to the appraiser, and I said, you're still $2,000 light from my estimate. Oh. Made him feel good. Because everyone comes in and just yells at him.
Right.
And I said, you're still about $2,000 light, but you're good.
Yeah. Wow. So, that's mighty brave of you.
I've known him since I was 7. he's a good guy.
Right.
So,
that motivated me. And then, the other thing that interests me is education funding and making sure that we fund our schools.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
I've got 4. Yeah. And they're all in the school system.
Yeah. Is that going to be, I can see why you want to run for this and have an important, that's a priority, is funding education.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an important thing to me. My kids, they go to Barnett Magnet School, and it's a great school.
I was never invited to go to school like that in elementary or high school.
Right. We got super lucky when our daughter, our oldest, got drawn in there, and mm-hmm. We have all 4 kids in the same school for 3 years, which is just,
that's nice.
Yeah. One drop off point, one pickup point. We're not having to run all over town. But next year, after this year, after this school year, we're gonna be in different schools again.
Now, I say this tongue in cheek. You're one of those IT geeks, and you guys rule the world. And thank you for coming over and fixing my computer for me the other day, too.
Yeah, no problem.
I got to give you kudos. And I, and when you're done in like 30 seconds, I said, you guys rule the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, you think that, and then I think that you real estate guys own the world. You guys just, when I go to buy a house, you tell me all the things I didn't know. And then you're like, and by the way, you also have to know these things. And it's like, oh my gosh.
We all have our areas of expertise.
So I appreciate the time and the effort you spend in your industry.
You're with Tanner Nut Chiefs Conference?
I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there for just about 2 years now. So
good for you.
Yeah. Been doing IT work for, let's see, about 13 years now, I guess.
Wow. Very stable profession that you're in.
Yeah.
That you are stable in it.
Yeah. You know, I specialize in, so there's, IT is an industry in itself, but you have, you know, your service industry inside of another industry usually. You know, there's mm-hmm. education or there's healthcare. And I've, you know, been fortunate that I've worked in a lot of healthcare IT over the last few years. So,
yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting when the budget, the governor vetoed the budget of education. You had these very loud Democrats saying, it's the Republicans. It's the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it was the Republicans who put together the budget in both the House and Senate.
Right.
For that funding.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Republican governor, it was one person
mm-hmm.
who vetoed half of it.
Right.
So, you know, the Republicans put it together.
Right.
And now the borough has to see if they can still keep it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of frustrating. You know, I understand like maybe why people voted the way they did
mm-hmm.
at the assembly level, but really, you know, now they're going back and doing another $4 million, and the school district's kind of in a pinch right now. And
yeah,
and it's not a great situation for the school board to be in, for them to have to wait and hope that, you know, this $4 million comes back from the borough, you know, in that agreement that was kind of made back a few months ago. But you know, I think the assembly should have funded education to begin with. I'm a big proponent of local contributions. I think that part of paying our own way is important.
You know, I think that's what the governor's, that's what his philosophy is. If you look at what he vetoed, he vetoed the municipal assistance, whatever you want to call that, and he vetoed a lot of the increase in school funding. And he basically is putting that cost on the municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your cost.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, you know, we have a declining budget. Here's, cover yourself.
Sure. You know, it would have been nice if he wouldn't have vetoed it, obviously.
Yeah.
And I, especially for you, you know, with the municipal assistance, the city really, you know, likes to have that, I know.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the education funding and the municipal assistance kind of got caught up in that whole PFD fight and things like that.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate that happened. But I guess that's the boat we're in. And, you know, like I said, I think the borough, the assembly right now, I think they've got, you know, $4 million or just a little bit over that.
Yeah.
And they should definitely be giving that to the school district.
Yeah, the school district lost $8 million in the veto. And the borough, you know, to their credit, you know, they looked at this as a stopgap measure. And we said, okay, we're going to put the separate account over for you later in case anything happens. And
mm-hmm.
it happened.
Right. Yeah, and now we just need to follow through on it and make sure that money gets there.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have candidate for seat H of the Borough Assembly, Aaron Gibson, in the studio with me, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you proudly by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in for a visit to their extensive fishing department. From rods to reels, lures to lines, you'll see fresh and saltwater as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaskan-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear, Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox, down at the Valdez Fish Cleaning Tables. Pat Olson, fish cutter down here, and you're a good source for what's coming in and across the table. So pink salmon, how's it looking? You said you filleted a few.
Yes, they're outside at Sawmill and Jack's Bay, slowly coming in. I've done 52 this week, and then I did 12 silvers.
Have you got any word of what's working well?
No, I haven't. I've just been doing the fish. Oops.
And then silver-wise, where are they picking those up? A little further out?
Yeah, they're getting them out there in the ocean. They're at Wessels Reef. They're getting them by accident, I hear.
And any word on the sizes of the fish? I know like 3.5 pounds out was about, I'm generalizing, what the Solomon Gulch hatchery is the average return. Are you seeing those sizes?
Yes, 3.5, 4 pounds, maybe 5 pounds, biggest silver, 10 pounds.
All right, when do you expect? I think Kids Derby should have a pretty good run and a lot of availability here in the port, you think?
I think so. Once it does rain, we've got some really nice weather last couple of days, so once it rains and the pinks, like I said, around the corner, they should be brought in. I went out to the creeks there in Old Town and around Round Loop Road and everything, and I didn't see any fish in the creeks at all, so they're not here yet.
Be sure to stop into the Valdez Prospector's new location on Egan Drive, right across from the museum, for everything you need for fishing in Prince William Sound. Licenses, bait, derby tickets, and the best selection of lures and tackle to help you catch the derby winner. Stop into the Valdez Prospector on Egan Drive for everything for your fishing adventures.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Isolated thunderstorm is likely today. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Highs around 78. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows of a low around 58. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 76. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Aaron Gibson in the studio here. What are the powers that the borough, Fairbanks North Star Borough, has that they are chartered with?
So the powers, they're limited. You know, there's
tell some people in the assembly that, you know, and that's what you have to, as an assembly member, that's what you always have to realize. Our goal here is to make living easier and better,
mm-hmm.
not regimented and under my thumb.
Right. Yeah. So zoning is the big one, right?
Yeah.
Zoning and land use is the big one. They have some limited, health, social services powers inside of that have been voter approved, because that's, you know, they run animal control and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was the utility powers that was granted to the borough to buy the gas utility, so they have some utility power, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They do the parks and the recreation departments, so they have those powers. And then it's interesting, at the city, you know, the city has road powers and road maintenance responsibilities, and the borough has that kind of, where they do the road service area commissions, RSAC, and they you know, each, it's really cool, because each group or each community of people within the borough get to decide how to maintain their roads and how much they want to spend on their roads and their neighborhoods, which I think is, you know, a government closest to the people is the most important, I think.
Yes, that's why I like city council.
Yeah.
And city of Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, speaking of parks and recreation, I've got 4 kids, and we buy the passes, the annual passes, to go to the pools and the ice rinks and things like that.
So you're users.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go to Alaska Land. It's always going to be Alaska Land.
Pioneer Park. I was there yesterday. The bathtub races were yesterday.
Oh, man, I missed that one.
I hit it by accident.
Oh, man.
Better be lucky than good.
Yeah. I have fond memories of growing up and playing in that park area.
Me too. So
yeah.
Do I.
Yeah, riding that train, things like that. When I was in high school, I had one of my teachers, he was one of the volunteers at the nonprofit there that does the train.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always come in, and he would, you know, during class, he would start talking about working on the train. It's like, we're supposed to be learning about history?
Yeah, Pioneer Park, you know, they, we got a phone call. Ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on Cafe Radio with candidate Aaron Gibson, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I don't think the Borough Assembly has the power to get rid of Ely Number 1 coal plant. However, I was alarmed. A few months ago, there was a GVA meeting talking about getting rid of Ely Number 2 coal plant, which they did because they said it had some maintenance problems and so forth. But I was very alarmed and flabbergasted when I saw a currently seated Borough Assembly person testify at that meeting that they wanted to get rid of Ely Number 1 also. And what worries me is...
Who is that assembly member?
Well...
It's on a public record. You might as well say the name.
Okay. As I hope I'm not wrong. Apologize if I'm wrong, but it was Savannah Fletcher.
Okay.
It was. Anyway...
oh, boy.
Pretty late, by the way, but I couldn't believe that you wanted to... I feel that Fairbanks is at the end of the road. Where we are simply trying to survive when it's 40 below, and we desperately need to keep Ely Number 1 and our other coal plants. But my question is regarding the Climate Action and Adaption Plan that was recently discussed. And
you mean the plan that was defeated 0-9?
Yes, that was defeated for the two different factions, but for two different reasons. But
yeah.
I'm afraid that it could come up again, and I'm wondering, do you think it would do damage... Some of the draconian, I mean, I don't know that the borough has much power to do things, but my thought is that whatever we do here in Fairbanks, or even getting rid of Ely Number 1, has absolutely no effect on the worldwide concentration of CO2 and will have zero effect on altering the temperature here.
But we'll have effect on the cost of our energy here.
We'll have an enormous effect there, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my concerns.
Yeah, so I'm a big proponent of natural gas. I think that natural gas is, I mean, we live in an energy desert right here in Fairbanks. You know, we depend on, at this point, we depend on natural gas to get trucked here or heating fuel to get trucked here. And so that's a tough go, and I think that people should be able to heat their homes the way that they need to heat their homes. And you know, I'm not necessarily, I definitely wasn't down at the GVA meeting telling them to get rid of the coal plant because I like cheap electricity. I don't know about you, Mr. Pruse. But
I really like cheap electricity.
You know, I think there was a lot of things in that.
But I don't have cheap electricity.
No, neither do I.
Yeah. Randy, do you have cheap electricity?
No, it's not that cheap.
So, I think that... that it's important that, you know, as the Borough Assembly is trying to handle, like, land and zoning issues and things like that and utility issues, that we look at the ways that are going to make Fairbanks a viable place to live and attractive place to live for people, that they want to move here and they want to live here even when it's 35 or 45 below.
Any other questions for the candidate, Randy?
No, I don't. I appreciate the commentary.
Thank you. Have a good morning. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Assembly Candidate Aaron Gibson, and your name is?
My name is Guy.
Hello, Guy. Longtime past Borough Assembly member Guy. How are you doing?
I was looking for the off switch on my radio. I served 7 full terms on the Assembly, and hard to believe, but it's true. And I used to... I got a kick out of people who tried to paint the Assembly as too liberal or too conservative, left wing, right wing, and I never knew where I fit in that bunch, and I guess probably I was 50-50 because I dealt with stuff issue by issue.
You know where you were at, Guy? You're a fiscally responsible Borough Assembly member. It had to be fiscally responsible before you would endorse it.
Well, I'd have to tell you, I guess, in response to that I actually got a couple copies of the school district budget book, which, you know, their budget just comes over and gets melded into the back of the borough budget, and they don't have line item authority on the school district budget. But a couple of times I made an extra effort to go into the school district budget and look at line items and see how much they were spending on various things, and I tried to compare them with things that the borough was spending money on, like wages and vehicles and things, and I was pretty appalled, frankly, but their budget is designed to be difficult to go into, so you can't really split stuff out as well. But I want to get to my question to the guest. My complaint right now of the current assembly is that it's very partisan, very, very partisan. And it apparently is a 5-4 split when they're all there and voting, and very predictable partisan split. Now, everything can't always be labeled partisan, but that's the way it's come down the last year or so. And I would like to hear, after I get off the phone, I'd like to hear you tell the listeners how you feel about having partisan split on a local body, because it's in the borough code that it's nonpartisan. It actually says that it's nonpartisan body, which means not labeled by political parties, I guess. But I find it very partisan now, and I find that, and I would say that to any current assembly member who would come on the show and make their case. That's the one big problem I have with the current assembly, and we have 3 members up for election this fall, and I hope for some nonpartisanship from the current assembly, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
Certainly. First, thank you for your service. 7 terms is no light order there, so I really appreciate that. And you know, to answer your question about the partisanship and the divide in the assembly, you know, I served 3 years on the city council, and I can tell you that there were days that I would agree with everything that Valerie Therrien had to say, and there were days that I agreed with things that Dave Prus had to say. And you know,
I'll say yes to that.
I can tell you,
jerk.
That. I can tell you, I've had disagreements with David, and I've had disagreements with Valerie, and you know, I'm an issue by issue person. I have a few things I want to make sure that we're being, you know, responsible with the dollars that we're entrusted. But I think that everything needs to be looked at, and everything needs to be on the table when you're talking about an issue. And walking up, having your mind made up about something before you even get there is not the way that any of that should be handled. So
have you been here long enough to remember the 2 races that Ms. Therrien filed against me? It was my first win on the assembly, 1990, is the first time I got elected, and it's because she filed against me, and it was a 2-person race and very exciting, and it certainly made my little political career. And then later, a few years later, she filed against me again, and I beat her again. Were you here for either of those?
Well, depending on what years they were, I probably was, because I was born and raised here.
Okay. You might not have remembered the politics is and the heat of the moment when Valerie wanted to have the borough take over all aspects, including the city, as I recall, and that's what you campaigned against.
Well, that was 1990, and my best advertising was back then. We did a lot of newspaper advertising, as well as radio and a little bit of television. My best newspaper ad was simply to run a comparison of, and it was a little 2-column, 4-inch, 5-inch ad, probably cost a couple $100s in insertion. And I ran it and ran it and ran it on Wednesdays and Sundays, and that was the best ad I've ever run. It was a comparison of what Valerie Therrien, the question is, what do you think about unification and the unification of the city and borough? And unfortunately, she had given an answer which highly favored unification. And she did it in a public forum, and I also did it in the same forum. So we had my answer and her answer, and I just ran those answers over and over and over again. I'm sure the readers got tired of it, but that basically won the race for me. And let me tell you, you know, she's a local attorney. She's a very litigious local bankruptcy and state attorney. And when I put that ad in, that went up through so many layers of Newsminer lawyers, because the last thing they wanted to do was misquote a attorney, and I had a tape recording of it, in fact, so it was quite fine. But that was, I suppose, based on those.
Guy, we got to take a commercial break. Can you hold on over the commercial break's time frame?
I put out my question. I want to hear him on.
Okay. Thank you, Guy. Thank you much. And Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming
Fox
live
News,
at KFARradio.com.
Covering the 2024 presidential race with some Republican contenders. Speaking on Monday, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, speaking at the Christians United for Israel Summit, he says a DeSantis presidential administration would be an ally of the Jewish nation.
When they act to defend their own people, you have all these people in the cheap seats that are criticizing Israel just for having the temerity to defend their own people.
But who would be in a potential DeSantis administration? Well, the governor hinting he would consider Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds to be his running mate. Reynolds on Fox and Friends. Would she go for it?
I want all of our candidates to feel welcome in the state of Iowa, so I pledge neutrality.
Well, the GOP frontrunner, according to the Fox News polls, former President Donald Trump, has criticized Governor Reynolds for claiming to be neutral while appearing alongside the Florida governor. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KPBF reports for 13 years, residents of the Fairbanks North Star Borough have been taking advantage of the borough's stove changeout program. In a year and a half, some residents will face a cutoff date to utilize borough funds for their changeout. Initially, the project focused on the conversion of wood stoves to newer models of wood stoves. Now the majority of conversions involve oil to natural gas. According to Stephen Hoke, Fairbanks North Star Borough air quality manager, people found out about the funding. They'd heard natural gas might be a cheaper, more efficient alternative, so they go that way. This was bolstered by the Interior Gas Utilities build-out for natural gas access in the borough. Depending on the type of stove being changed, the borough provides various amounts of financial help in the conversion. Ultimately, owners are responsible for the difference between the total cost of the conversion and what the borough is willing to pay. Wood stove to oil or natural gas conversion is generally eligible for the program. Meanwhile, a hard deadline looms for certain residents to apply for the program. The state's date of certain removal is December 31st of 2024.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
With summertime comes those epic family adventures. Last thing you need are car troubles leaving you on the side of the highway. So make sure everything is running smoothly. Just swing your car or truck by Pearson Auto. From your AC to your radiator, to your fluid levels, belts, and battery. Crew at Pearson's will make sure your next summer adventure doesn't come with any surprises. Well, almost no surprises. That's Pearson Auto, off the Rich Highway, and on Airport across from Pikes. Pearson Automotive, your dealership alternative.
Hello, this is Caleb Gibbertoni with Johnson & Associates. Helping injured Alaskans and accidents have taught me a few things. During the springtime, it's nice to see the sun come back. However, having the sun directly in your eyes while you're driving can be a hazard to you and others. Buy a pair of cheap sunglasses to keep in your car and hold it there from the spring through to the fall. At Johnson & Associates, we look out for injured Alaskans. And while we hope you never need us, we're here if you do.
Gene's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Guns for Roses and Walk This Way in concert Saturday, July 29th at the Tanana Valley State Fair. This is how you kick off the fair in Fairbanks. Get your tickets now. First, it's Walk This Way. You look like a lady. Two concerts. You look like a lady. One night. You look like a lady. Walk This Way. Then, it's Guns for Roses. This full-stage production brings you back to the classic Appetite for Destruction GNR lineup and more. This is an all-ages show. Kids under 8 are free. Tickets available now at Jeans or online at aktickets.com. Brought to you by Jeans, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, the official dealership of life in Alaska. Fair admission sold separately.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruz in the studio here with Aaron Gibson. And it's interesting what Guy brought up about, a fractured a nonpartisan is what it should be. Yet, you know, a month ago, these candidates from the uber left, they have their first, I mean, they all come out together.
The big fundraiser.
Yeah. Straight out of Esther. I mean, straight out of Esther. Now tell me that that's not going to be partisan.
Yeah.
And they're all together.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. They had a big fundraiser, I think, out there in Esther.
Yeah.
And it was sponsored by the Interior Democrats, I think, maybe.
Yeah. But there you go.
Yeah. It's kind of just, you know, I think you see it on the assembly. Guy brought it up, and I think maybe we might have lost sight of that. You know, you need to be here for Fairbanks. You need to be here for the community as a whole. Everybody matters, and it's unfortunate that that's the way it is right now, because it shouldn't be. I consider myself a centrist, a moderate that I look at all sides of the issues, and I ask lots of questions.
Yes,
as you
do.
Know, I asked maybe too many.
I was never mayor at that time, and I was glad. I beat you over the head with a code book.
Yeah, but I just, you know, I always feel like it was if I didn't ask the questions I had, then I might not have been doing my job completely.
And also, you ask questions to get your information, to also tell the story of what you're doing and fill in the blanks for the public so they know.
Right.
You're providing information that might not have been given.
Right. Yeah, when you ask those questions, sometimes you're right. Sometimes they were questions just to make sure that the public understood exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was I just genuinely didn't know or didn't understand, and I just wanted to make sure that I got the right information to make the right decision. So
that's most important.
Yeah.
So your kids, 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
What are their age?
So oldest is 13, and the youngest are twins that are 7. So I've got 2 boys, 2 girls.
Is the oldest a girl?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So basically, you have 2 women in the house now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How was that? Dad.
I was a
husband.
I was an only child growing up here in town by a single mom, and so to go from being an only child and a single mom to 4 kids and my wife and I, and it's a completely different
dynamics you've never been set, you know, right. associated with.
Yeah.
Here and, it is.
Raising teenage girls is something else.
And you know, that makes you a great candidate for the assembly because you are so centrist.
yeah and it's funny to watch her and her mom argue sometimes. My youngest daughter, I know I'm gonna, it's funny, she was at the Panthers game the other night, and she said to her sister and her sister's friend, who were like, oh, we want baseballs, and she was like, well, I'll go get them for you. She walked right down there to the gold panners, batted her eyes, asked for a couple baseballs, and boom, they just handed the baseballs over to her.
Wow. Oh, she's good in sales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then she was like, well, do you guys want them signed? Because I can make that happen, too.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, you talk about the gold panners and where they're at and how what they've done to Groudon Park on behalf of the borough, you know, and how they've done it. You know, they got that new sign up. They got the new... they got the new
turf
coming in, the new stands. They did not go for new bathroom plumbing. They just do porta potties and do it that way. And they've really taken that financial burden off the back of the borough. Yet you have the KIPP, and you know you get $12 million a year to go do stuff with. And
right,
that's unique.
Yeah, that's a great program. I think that the program that has been implemented is a good program, and I don't think now is the time to take the focus off that program either.
You know, it was interesting. I had Jim Williams in here, and my philosophy is, you know, maintenance money is not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants a shiny new toy, but unless you're keeping your other toys up, you can't get shiny new toys. That's my philosophy.
Sure.
And all these new, under past administrations, shiny new toy that was taken care of maintenance-wise by the state.
Mm-hmm.
They'd always put in the money by the state. Now, I remember Luke Hopkins. For 6 years, he was wanting the Nolwenn Library's roof replaced by the state of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And like, come on. It's borough property.
Right.
You expend your own money on your building.
Right. You know, that's funny. I had that conversation at the city when we were talking about like the heating system at the city.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's kind of our building, guys.
Yeah. And guess what? We're getting a new heating system. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Eve.
Eve, we're getting a lot of background there on you. Are you on a speakerphone at all or anything?
No, but I cannot shut off my radio in a hurry. I want to be short and clear. I love the thinking of the candidate, but I have problems with his delivery of his words, which I've noticed IT people often suffer from, the speed of input-output. I would recommend to your candidate that he focuses more on how he delivers his speaking. It's very fast and staccato, makes it difficult to interpret what he says. I am very personal in my comment here, but I beg you to improve your delivery because your thinking is marvelous. Thank you, and I'll listen.
Thank you, Eve.
Eve.
You IT geek, you. Learn how to speak.
Oh, man.
Come on. You know, you guys rule the world. You do. You just do. So come on.
I'm going to work on that. Thank you. I will keep that in mind, and I will try to slow down and ensure that I speak clearly and concisely.
You know, it's interesting. A phone call like that just only likes what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And this is early in your campaign. And you have to be able to get across in a precise, polite manner what you mean and what you want to do and what you say.
Definitely.
And so she gave very good advice.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it a lot.
And I will take that advice too, Eve. But I'll point at Aaron.
Point it at me, yeah.
My goodness. So the KIP program.
Capital improvements, yeah. So just like you were saying earlier, that we got to take care of the things that we have and before we buy shiny new things. And I think we had a lot of deferred maintenance, and we're slowly getting caught up on that deferred maintenance. And I think once we, you know, that we just keep the focus on getting the buildings that we've deferred maintenance on, that we've put things off on, that we get those buildings back up and to where they need to be. You know, one of the things I hate, not just at the borough or at the city, but just all over the place here in town, is seeing buildings that just get abandoned and dilapidated, and then the city government ends up owning one of them that is costing tens of millions of dollars. But
bids come in today at 2:00.
Yeah. So
we open them up.
I think that the borough's program is a great program, and I don't think now is the time to take the focus off of it. I think that we need to keep the gas on that program to keep making sure that we update the, or we take care of that backlog of maintenance, and then when we do build new buildings, we don't lose sight of the fact that we have to take care of those buildings in the long term. Yeah. So, you know, when you build something once, it's just in you know, you get a grant for it or whatever, that's great, but we need to make sure that we also calculate, hey, what's the maintenance going to be, and how are we going to keep up on this building, and what's the plan? What's the life cycle there?
There you go.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, in the IT world, that's what we talk about, life cycle, all the time.
Yeah, but in the IT world, life cycle is like 3 months to a year and a half.
3 to 5 years.
Oh, 3 to 5.
But, you're right. Sometimes it is 3 months, and sometimes things move faster. But at the city, you know, at the borough government and the city government, things move slower, and a building is sometimes, you know, for 40, 50, 100 years. So, Maine School, I didn't get the pleasure of going there like you did, Mr. Pruse, but...
Maine Junior High, yeah. that was a great school to go to.
That's a great discussion to have about schools, and one of the public schools I attended was Nordale Elementary,
mm-hmm.
Not the new one, the old one, so...
I went to the old Denali, not the new Denali.
Yeah, you know, making sure that when we do construct new buildings, that we approach it with an eye on fiscal responsibility and energy efficiency, and making sure that it's a well-designed building for our great Arctic climate.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. I have Aaron Gibson, candidate for Borough Assembly Seat H, in the studio here, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
For more than 40 years, the Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic has taken care of the Fairbanks community. From the thousands of patients cared for by our team of medical professionals to the nonprofits and community programs we support and sponsor, we want to make Fairbanks the best it can be. We're open and ready to serve you right now for any ailments of the head, neck, ear, sinus, or throat. To book an appointment or to find out more, you can log on to fairbanksent.com or call 456-7768. Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic. Building community. Helping people. Changing lives.
We need cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
Brewster's on Airport Way is open on Sundays. So this Sunday, get your crew together and head to Brewster's for a table full of Brewtizers. The Southwest Egg Roll, Steak Bits, and the Spinach and Artichoke Dip. Forget about mowing the lawn. Stop in for one of Brewster's famous half-pound burgers and a basket of waffle fries, plus one of their 12 ice-cold draft beers on tap. And no need to start up the grill. Head to Brewster's, get the baby back ribs or the charbroil sirloin. This Sunday, take the day off and head to Brewster's.
That's Brewster's.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Isolated thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 78. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely 58. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High of 76. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Aaron Gibson. And it's funnier than I'll get out. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Aaron, yeah.
Gibson,
yeah. E-R-I-N, yeah.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
All the heads turn around, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it easy for us common people who forget names.
Right, yeah. It's funny because somebody asked me, well, how do you deal with that? And I was like, well, when we're together and somebody says Aaron, I just don't turn around.
You're the smartest man in the room.
Yeah, I just let her handle it. And if it's then me, she can say, hey, it's you. They're talking to you.
Oh, boy. What made you decide to run for borough assembly?
I care about our community, and I think that I like being involved in all the different facets and of our local government, and I'm kind of a geek, if you didn't know.
But you're a neat geek. You are. You know, I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. One of the things that really interested me when I was on the city council was the budget and getting to know, because the budget really explains how the whole entire government system works. And I think getting a really good understanding of that's going to be is important to me, and I'm working on that right now. I was telling you earlier, if you asked me something about the city, I could rattle off numbers and have a general idea. And that's the same level I hope to be, you know, at the borough assembly. And I also want Fairbanks to be an attractive place to live. And that's why I want to run. I want to work towards that.
You know, it's interesting you bring it up, the budget. And when you're on the city council, as soon as you're seated, you're going into the budget.
You sure are.
When you're on the borough assembly, it's going to be 6 months before you go into the budget.
Right.
So you get 6 months to sort of take a look at it, but on the city council, man, you're taking a look at it right then and there, and you're learning it.
Yeah, when I first got elected to the city council, I remember all of a sudden, like, my calendar filled up with budget meetings.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
7 a.m. budget meetings for, like, the next, like, 4 weeks, and I was like, I didn't know that there's going to be all of these meetings in the first 4 weeks. And it was great, though. It was drinking from a fire hose, and it was wonderful to, like, immediately get that understanding. But
immersed.
I also
immediately immersed.
Yeah. I think it's also cool, though, you know, at the borough, you're going to get some time to see how things are running, mm-hmm. and then you're going to get a chance to be really immersed in that stuff.
But there's always something in the immediate immersion.
Right.
There's always something.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think they've almost dealt with all their hot topic issues. They just dealt with the trails plan. I think they came up to a really reasonable agreement with the trails
there's
plan.
There's always another hot topic
yeah,
issue.
I'm sure that there's going to be another hot topic that's going to come up at the assembly.
Well, I like that you're, what was it? The group that, you know, that lost 0-9, the Climate Action Committee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the first one that was put together, by Mindy O'Neill, these people were quite driven ideology and thinking that Fairbanks was the most polluted borough, was the most polluted place in the world.
Right.
And then, you know, you get a much different philosophy from the presiding officer, who redoes everyone but about one person on that committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Mindy O'Neill, she came up to me at an event, just, can you believe he did that? Can you believe he did that? And I looked at her and I go, well, you know, first of all, you should be thankful it's not dead on arrival, that it's even coming back with people.
Right.
You know, and she, you know, sort of took a step back, and she didn't like my answer, but the reality hit her.
Right. Yeah. So I actually chaired that committee. Aaron Lojewski picked me to chair that committee for him, and it went back, and it died 9-0, and it was
0-9.
Yeah, 0-9, and it was really interesting just to see the difference in the polarization of the two of the people that voted against it.
Yeah, of all of them, the two different groups. Why did the group on the left vote against it?
It didn't go far enough, I think.
And the group on the right?
It went too far.
You're perfect for the assembly. You really are. You're perfect.
I actually said, you know, I kind of had a comment in that meeting, and I was like, you know, maybe this might work because nobody likes it.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. But he replaced all but one person on that committee, and there was a lot of work done to change, you know, the action plan, and a lot of people were not very happy about that, and a lot of people were not very happy that there was still a plan at all. So,
yeah, there you go.
There you go. I don't know how to expound on that anymore.
That's perfect. Some people wanted everything, and some people wanted nothing, and so
right,
they weren't going to get what they wanted, and other people didn't want anything, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it just didn't happen at all. And
And if you're a citizen of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, you know how to live as best you can and cleanly. And that's what happens is when government wants to enforce you to do it their way. And I think that's what the people who didn't want anything was afraid of.
Right. Well, and, you know, the funny thing is like a lot of these action plan were for things for the borough to do, like better buildings, better this, you know, improving on new building technology. And it's like, well, the borough, when we build new buildings, when we have to build new buildings or when we remodel buildings, we have to do that because a lot of them are in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the city building inspector coming around saying, hey, you got to do these things to make sure that, you know, you're up to snuff. So, you know, and I think that it's just a, you know, when you have an administration that's in charge that says, hey, we want to be responsible with the dollars, I think those responsible things already happen where they can and when they can.
There you go. Goodness.
So,
go figure.
I don't know if you need to spend money to tell people to do responsible things when they're already doing them.
Taxation, tax cap, budget.
Mm-hmm.
What's your overall philosophy besides you pay too much in taxes yourself?
So I agree with the tax cap. I actually saw there's a petition that's going around to renew the tax cap, not this year, but next year.
Mm-hmm.
Sign that. The tax cap is a good... It's a good solid formula that I think has really guided Fairbanks for many years, the borough and the city.
It keeps living in a house affordable.
It does. Yeah, we need to. It's affordable. It's, you know, the cost of energy is getting higher every year, and we need to make sure that we're, you know, we're growing our governments responsibly, and we're growing when we can, growing and not growing when we can't. And I think that having an affordable place to live is important, not just to attract new families, but keep families here. Mm-hmm. And people that are seniors and people that are getting ready to retire, that are going to be living on fixed incomes.
Military retirees.
I think that attracting those people to stay here is important, and providing a good baseline for businesses to come in is important too. If a business can project what their property tax valuations are going to be very reliably for the next 5-10 years, mm-hmm. I think it's attractive for a business to want to open up here and build a new building and create new jobs and things like that. So I think the tax gap provides that stability.
It does, very much so. Your bus system, transportation.
Oh, man.
The big black hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, when I was on the FAST Planning Committee, I learned that the borough got some FAST planning money to buy natural gas buses, and that's why they're building that new bus barn over there, right? Because they need a new refueling
station.
For those natural buses, or for those natural gas buses. They're not natural buses. They're public transportation is important. You know, there was there's a real big discussion about like being able to shovel out like the bus stops. They get snowed in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not state road maintenance that goes around and shovels those out. There's not city road maintenance that goes and shovels those out. And accessibility is important. And solving that problem is going to take the whole community.
You know, on FAST Planning, there was we had this pool of money in there. They came up with 24 items to fund, and the board took 23 out of 24. And the one that we said no to was giving the Fairbanks North Star Borough $200,000 a year to have people, you know, to subsidize people who were going up to the university and a few things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And before I made a decision on it, I went and I got what their annual revenue for their bus system was. And they're going to get a subsidy of $200,000. Their annual revenue is $172,500. And my thought was, why don't you just have free busing?
Right.
You know, if that's you have a $145 million budget. Is that free busing?
Right. Is it worth the time to collect the money and sell the passes? And
I know.
You know, they did free buses for a couple of years there, right? They seemed to work fine.
Yeah, and their thought was, if we have less of a cost, it'll encourage people, you know, they're afraid people are going to buy cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to myself, if they're paying $1 a ticket, basically, and you think you're going to lose out by charging them $2? You're going to go buy a car now? I can't afford a car.
Right. You know, Fairbanks is so spread out. You know,
yeah.
For the town that we are, I was talking to somebody over Golden Days, and they were telling me, you know, where I grew up, and they were talking about Indiana. They're like, you know, everything was very centralized. Everything was very close together. And I was like,
counties like that, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, here in Alaska, people, you know, we like our space. We like to be spread out, and you know, we've been very fortunate, and that here in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, we can do that.
There you go.
Yeah,
we got about a minute left, sir. How do you want to end it?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Mr. Pruse, for having me on today, and Mayor Pruse.
I go by David too.
If you have questions or comments or concerns, please reach out to me. You can get a hold of me through my website, GibsonForFairbanks.com. I'm happy to answer questions and talk to people. That's the best part about campaigning, is getting to meet new people all the time. And that's one of my favorite things. I'd appreciate your support on October 3rd when it's time to vote. So
First Tuesday in October.
And, you know, early voting, absentee voting, all that's open. And if you have questions about it, feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to answer those questions or get you pointed to the right resources.
Aaron, thank you very much for being on. Greatly appreciate it. And Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.